Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Chris Voss is here, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is one of the preeminent practitioners and professionals at negotiating skills in the world. He's a former special agent, supervisory special agent with the FBI, their lead negotiator in international kidnappings and U.S. national security response. So he's now retired from the FBI, and for the last several years has been the CEO of his own company, the Black Swan Group. He's got a new book out called Never Split the Difference. He's a negotiating expert, and we're going to learn a lot from him in just a little bit on this, but I've got another topic I want to talk to him about first. Chris Voss, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be on.
It's good to have you here. Welcome, and congratulations on your book, by the way, and I'm looking forward to today and future days when we talk about negotiating. But before we do, with your FBI background, having the news in right now that we have with Director Comey making his announcement yesterday, bringing to the public the results of their year-long investigation into Secretary Clinton's email practices, I can't have you on the show without asking you what you thought about what happened yesterday.
Well, I kind of saw it coming, and I'm a Jim Comey fan, and prosecutors like Comey, Comey's already shown he's not scared of anybody. And if you're from the Southern District of New York, you're not scared of anybody. I knew she was going to get off when they released the IG's report about the practices of the other secretaries of state, because basically every other secretary of state, including Colin Powell, had been at least as careless as she was, or even more. They talked about Colin Powell's use of a laptop had probably been the worst examples of careless handling of classified information. You know,
those things rose to the level of having your own server in multiple places.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the problem, Comey's statement, no reasonable prosecutor, with other people having done the same or worse and never been prosecuted, nobody's ever going to make a case. So no matter what the evidence is, there's too many other precedents of it going unprosecuted at an even worse level, and you just can't.
Was that his position to do that, or was that? I mean, he's not a prosecutor. He's the director of the FBI, and I'm just asking questions. I'm certainly not arguing with you because I want to know your opinion. But my question is that something he should have not? Did he kind of go beyond his pay grade on that one, on that last comment he made?
You know, it's an interesting question. I don't know on that. I don't know.
Isn't it the law enforcement's job to bring the case, and the district attorney, or in this case the attorney general's job, to decide whether to indict or whether to pursue it?
Well, we bring a case if we think it should be and if it can be. I mean, I don't know that I was ever in a position where I had a case that I knew was not going to get out past square one because of the circumstances surrounding other illegal activity. It's a unique situation.
What did you think about what he said about her practices, the first three-fourths of his report? What did you think about those comments?
Well, actually, I thought, geez, you know, if I was still in the FBI, nobody's ever going to ever be able to accuse me of being careless of classified information, because I've got a case here where every possible example of it has been done and nobody did anything. So it sets a precedent that you could never accuse me of being careless with it.
Well, that's the thing. Isn't that one of the big concerns, is that this is now the Clinton precedent that... But was it not interesting that he said, but future examples of this kind of behavior can't be counted on to receive the same treatment. That was kind of an interesting comment, wasn't it?
Yeah, and because he understands the precedent, and he knows the can of worms that Clinton's actions have opened up just across the board.
Yeah. Do you think that your fellow FBI agents that you've known over the years, do you feel like that they would approve or disapprove of what Comey, of his report yesterday?
My guess is they're probably gonna feel the same way that I do. It's simultaneously disappointed and understanding of the position, but both. Very disappointed.
And disappointed. What is your disappointment?
Well, I think handling classified material, mishandling of it, calls for you losing your job.
But
the president has been said otherwise. Now,
right. Well done, and thank you for that great report, Chris Voss. We really appreciate it very much. We come back, folks. We're going to talk about negotiating. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.